It's Terry for breakfast on Triple M. Time to say g'day to life coach Sally Thibault. Sally, I don't think people need to be reminded, but we've got about 12 weeks until Christmas.
Wow. And gearing up for really what is the busiest time of the year for many families in particular. I know the kids in WA, I think, will go back to school next Monday. And it really does become that time of the year when creating balance and healthy habits are really important.
Tell us about some good exercise routines there to manage stress levels in the last term of school and as we get towards the holidays and Christmas.
Yeah, it can be really easy to sort of put yourself, we refer to kind of parents, I think, here, put yourself on the back burner while you're focusing really on kids and all the things that go along in the fourth term. But it's important that you put yourself first. So even if it's only 30 minutes, five times a week that you can find to get out and do a brisk walk and add some resistance exercises, that will go a long way to helping you stay really focused. You know, we've talked before about how walking is great for creativity, but it also helps with stress as well.
And what about time management? You've got some ideas there for the time-poor person.
Yeah, so, you know, it's really about chunking your day down. And Stephen Covey in his work, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, talks about putting your big rocks in first. So it's things like making sure you're taking time for sort of meditation or journaling. It's about putting the important things first in your life. So, you know, if you've got a priority job that you have to do, making sure you get that done first before you get caught up in the day. And the other thing I love to do is to inspire people to journal gratitudes, and that helps you stay really focused in preparation for what can be a really busy time.
And Christmas itself can get quite busy because, especially with people with extended families, you've got to decide which part of the family you're going to see first and who's coming second. It can get a little
it really is.
Divisive.
Yeah, and it really is. It can be really stressful. It can be a really stressful time. But if you start now by kind of putting those, you know, stress management techniques, eating well, making sure you're drinking lots of water, cutting down that coffee, maybe only having one a day, it can really go a long way to helping you stay really focused. And, of course, the other thing is to be at what I say is living in the present moment. So, you know, don't get too caught up with things into the future, but stay really focused on just what you can do each day, putting those big rocks in first and ensuring that you're eating well and doing those that regular exercise.
Sally Thibault, great stuff on your website, sallythibault.com.au. And people on there can download the free 2 and 20 principle guide.
They can, and that's effective time management techniques, especially for the time-poor person. So if you're struggling with how am I going to fit everything in that I need to do in this next period of time before Christmas, the 2 and 20 principle will help.
Sally Thibault, always great to have a chat.
Thanks, Terry.
Central Wheat.